We're joined now by NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. He has visited Afghanistan many times, and he's interviewed Ahmad Wali Karzai most recently, just last summer. And Tom, as we just heard from Quill Lawrence, there were many people who could be considered enemies of Mr. Karzai.
That's right, Michelle. The Taliban tried to kill him before, a couple of years ago, while he was in a motorcade. And he talked about that when we spoke to him last summer.
I am the most wanted person by the Taliban. I have 9 suicide attacks against me. 7 suicide attackers once entered my compound. Can you imagine if more than 30 people are blown up to small pieces? I'm under a lot of pressure, and I'm protecting my family and myself.
And it wasn't just the Taliban who threatened him. He used his influence to deal with drug traffickers, lots of bad actors. And, of course, this time, it seems it may not have been the Taliban, but a bodyguard with close ties to the Karzai family.
Now, as you just said, he is alleged to have had connections to the drug trade and other forms of corruption. Tom, walk us through these charges against him.
Well, one charge was that he used his position on the provincial council in Kandahar to basically steal land and water rights, very important in a desert country like this. And he supposedly also extorted money from contractors and basically required people operating in this dangerous part of the country to use his private security forces. Now, just to remind everyone, he was the power broker in this part of the country, in the south. His brother's the president. He could remove people from power or keep his people in power.
And, Tom, you got a sense of how he operated when you met him, didn't you?
That's right. We saw him in a meeting, a very large meeting in Kandahar a year ago, and everyone was coming up to him. They were shaking his hand. Some were almost bowing, asking for favors. In many respects, he was like a mafia don.
And that would present a dilemma for Americans who would have to tread pretty carefully around him, mainly because he's the president's brother.
That's right. And the dilemma was they need him on one hand because he's powerful, he gets things done, he knows the players in this part of the country, and he can provide information on the Taliban. So the Americans really have to work with him. On the other hand, he's working with drug dealers, shaking down contractors, stealing land. These are all allegations, by the way. But that undermined the greatest challenge for the Americans, creating a competent government, one that's not predatory, and one that serves the Afghan people.
And how did the government wind up handling Karzai? Was there ever a serious effort to crack down on corruption or to target him?
Well, oftentimes they went to President Karzai, and he would always say, "Where's the evidence?" Similar to what we heard in Quill's report. And I'm told military officials went to Ahmad Wali Karzai and told him, "Listen, we know what you're doing. Clean up your act." And when I met him a year ago, I asked him about that. Now, when anybody calls up a story about Ahmad Wali Karzai, yeah, the one word you see is corruption.
Yeah.
American officials went to you and said, "We're watching you."
No. That's absolutely. No one is able to threaten me in my own country.
So he's basically denying the Americans ever went to him and said they were watching him. But I know that successive American generals and diplomats did just that, going to him, trying to get him to behave. Now the question is, in the effort to fill this power vacuum, will his death mean unsavory characters emerge, or will a legitimate government somehow now have a chance?
So you've laid out a couple of possible scenarios. Help us understand how those would play out.
Well, one thing is, who's going to be the next head of the provincial council? I understand that President Hamid Karzai would name that person. And the other thing is, there's a sitting governor of Kandahar province. His name is Tor Wisa. He's an Afghan, but he spent a lot of time in Canada as a college professor. Now, one of the problems was he was always under the shadow of Ahmad Wali Karzai. He could never do things that he wanted to do. He tried to remove certain officials, and Ahmad Wali Karzai wouldn't let him. So he could emerge as a stronger figure after Ahmad Karzai's death.
So under that scenario, the reformers might rise, but there's an alternative to that as well.
That's right. The reformers could arise here and fill that vacuum, but there's a chance that unsavory characters could also move into that vacuum and be similar to Ahmad Wali Karzai.
That's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.